news from Thursday. Kevin, I was just thinking. And Kevin informed me yesterday because of work and family, he's going to be off the next 2 weeks. By the time you get back, Kevin, I don't know what you're coming back to, but we'll be here.
Who knows? I mean, wow. Typical slow college football news day, the Friday before the 4th of July, right? What in the world are we going to talk about, Bill? I mean, this is crazy. You know, it's the end of my physical year time, and I'm just slammed at work. And Georgia Dog gave me a call yesterday and told me the earth-shattering news about USC and UCLA, and I about fell out of my chair. I was like, wow. But I think we all need to let's talk about why this is really happening. I mean, let's be honest here. Our buddy Aliquippa Bob, who's over in Sweden right now trying to find a second-line center for my New York Rangers. Let's be honest, Bill. We all know this is just because Aliquippa Bob wants to spend Friday nights cruising Sunset Boulevard in Southern California. I think Aliquippa Bob's behind all this. But, you know, the first person I thought about with this, Bill, was Bill Walton. You know, Bill Walton's an example to children everywhere why you don't do drugs. You know, and he arrogantly always talks about the Conference of Champions. Well, the best news about all this, Bill, is Big Ten water polo just got a whole lot stronger.
Better. You're going to get routed, man.
Yeah.
So what's happening in Alabama?
Well, a lot of recruiting news breaking. A lot of recruits since we talked last Friday, Bill. Alabama now up to number 4 in the On3 rankings, for those that care about that, number 19 in 247. But since we talked, Bill, Alabama picked up Tony Mitchell, as expected, out of Thompson High School of Safety. They picked up Cole Adams, a nice little fast slot receiver out of Owosso, Oklahoma. Brayson Hubbard, a safety out of Ocean Springs, Mississippi, which some Alabama fans are freaking out because he's a 3-star. He had a phenomenal camp on June 25th, and Nick Saban jumped on him with an offer, so everyone just chill out there. And then Justin Jefferson, an elite linebacker out of originally from Bartlett High School there in Memphis, Tennessee, Pearl River Community College. You know, we talked about him a few weeks ago, Bill. He's just a freak athlete, low 4.0 speed. I mean, Justin Jefferson is an elite pickup for Alabama in this class. And then Alabama getting their first commitment last Friday in the 2024 class, Perry Thompson, a wide receiver out of Foley High School in Foley, Alabama, which is Julio Jones' school. So we're up to 9 commits now in this class and several more potentially coming down the road. As I said last week, I will be shocked and bitterly disappointed if next Tuesday Alabama doesn't add Malik Benson, the number 1 JUCO wide receiver out of Hutchinson Community College. He is an absolute speedster, an absolute freak athlete, and I look for Malik Benson to pick Alabama next Tuesday.
Kevin Hagan, we talk Alabama every Friday with him. What's left this summer as far as we've got a dead period coming up, and then do the coaches get away a little bit here? Is that when Nick hits the lake a little bit?
A little bit. They typically tried to do that during the 3-week, quote-unquote, summer break that the players got after the conclusion of the spring semester and before they reported back Memorial Day weekend. And that's really your, quote-unquote, kind of getaway time. They'll try to break away a little bit, but it's hard in July, you know, because the players are there. Everyone's reported now. Everybody's in summer school. August the 5th is when Alabama is going to hit the field to start fall preseason camp. That's going to be here before we know it.
About a month away. Wow. I mean, yeah. It gets here. It gets here fast. Well, Alabama has the quarterback, Eli Holstein. Are they doing anything else with QBs in this class?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about Dylan Londergan. He's going to commit on July the 12th. Strong lead to South Carolina. I get it. I mean, he would, you know, go to South Carolina. That quarterback room looks a whole lot better than Alabama's. But he had a strong visit to Alabama, and if Dylan Londergan was to pull the trigger for Alabama, which I don't expect, but if he were on July the 12th, Alabama would absolutely take his commitment.
And everything's solid, everything good with Eli Holstein, I've seen, so
yeah.
No worries
there. He's a phenomenally talented quarterback, and I'm extremely excited about the prospects of him coming to the class. But there's some reasons there that you might need a backup quarterback.
Any area of concern in this recruiting class where they're not making any headway or not killing the gaps?
Not really. It's still really early. It's vitally imperative. Alabama does extremely well on the defensive line in this class. And I know a lot of Alabama fans, I get beat up all the time with questions about, you know, is Alabama going to be able to get James Smith, the elite defensive lineman out of Carver High School in Montgomery, Alabama? And all I'll say there is, hey, Alabama, and everybody else knows what the figure is. Do you meet it or not? But no, I can't say right now that there's any glaring area where you think, wow, we're really behind at this point. You know, anymore. I mean, with NIL, kids make their decisions and flip at the last minute. And then, you know, you've always got to train. You know, you've kind of got a safety net, in my opinion, if you're Nick Saban. Now, if you get through a class and you got a hole, wow, we got a hole at this position, you just go to the transfer portal, and nobody's worked the transfer portal better, in my personal opinion, than Nick Saban. Perfect example there was Alabama bringing in Jamar Gibbs from Georgia Tech.
Yeah, and I don't even know how to describe him. If there's a comp from Alabama, I'm not sure who I'd come up with. He's just an all-purpose back who can do really anything you want him to do. That's what he
is. And he's so elite catching the ball out of the backfield, which is going to be huge. I mean, Bill O'Brien's just got to be salivating all the different ways that he can use Jamar Gibbs. And Jason McClellan will be back, and Rodell Williams will be back, and Trey Sanders, you know, another year post his miracle season last year. Oh, yeah, Robert Gillespie has got a really deep, talented running back room.
Kevin in Muletown, ask Kevin about Francis. Is it Mauga? How do you pronounce his name?
I'll go with that, Francis Mauga. He's the top offensive tackle that's available now that hasn't committed. Bradenton, Florida, IMG Academy. Originally from the Pacific Northwest, his family all played at Washington State University. Alabama's in there. He's visited Alabama. We've given him our best pitch. At this point, I'd kind of be surprised if it was Alabama. Tennessee and Southern Cal are really, really strong with Francis. But the fact that he's, you know, now at IMG Academy, that helps Alabama from the standpoint of IMG is extremely Alabama-friendly.
We're just talking about Southern Cal and UCLA, two more years, and then they're in the Big Ten. And Alabama does recruit California, and the Big Ten obviously recruits California, Ohio State, Michigan, all of them do. Does that change anything for Alabama?
You know, I was thinking about that, you know, listening to you before I came on, the fact that this is going to impact recruiting. I mean, let's be honest, Alabama, for instance, Alabama was always able to recruit the state of Texas. But once Texas A&M joined the SEC, it made it easier because, you know, chance for family to see you play and everything. And I was just thinking about that. I mean, let's be honest. Elite programs like Ohio State, like Alabama, Ohio State can recruit anywhere in the United States. Okay, so Ohio State has the ability to go get anybody out of Southern California. But it's going to help some other schools, I think, in the Big Ten to get allergy issues this morning. You know, to touch into that, tap into that California market, and vice versa. I mean, it's going to, you know, when there's some elite players different places, it's going to help the two, USC and UCLA. Though USC is a marquee name. But, yeah, it's going to be really, really interesting. And not just thinking about football, thinking about some other sports, it's going to open some avenues for some of those Big Ten schools to ramp up their recruiting in Southern California. And that's really what I've been thinking about this. I mean, we all think about football and Saturdays because we love college football, right? But, I mean, just take a moment, Bill. Think what a logistical travel nightmare this is going to be for Big Ten basketball. And think about tip-off time. Okay, so UCLA goes to Bloomington to play a basketball game. Well, if it tips off at 7 o'clock, that's 4 o'clock. But if UCLA on a Tuesday night goes to play, or excuse me, if Indiana goes to play Westwood Village at UCLA, that's 7 o'clock tip-off, 10 o'clock in Bloomington. Yeah. I mean, so we think about football, but some of these other sports to me, and I know it's all about football, and we love football, and it's right, football pays the bills. But to me, when you step back and look at some of these other sports, it gets a little crazy. But, you know, those sports just have to deal with it because Big Daddy pays the bills on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, $100 million makes up for a whole lot of those woes.
It does. It does.
Kevin, all good, man. Anything else? Do we leave anything out that we should have talked about?
No, everyone have a safe and relaxing holiday weekend. Enjoy the time with your family, and the sport we love will be here sooner than we know it.
Kevin, we'll see you in a couple of weeks down the road, man.
See you July 22nd. Have a great Friday, everybody, and as always, Roll Tide.